Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 7:21. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your morning mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Joining us from the United States this morning from Hollywood is Shail Ben Ephraim. Shail, a very, very good morning to you. How are you? Oh, I can. I can't hear you. I can't see you there, Shail. There we go. Now we can hear you. How are you?
All right. Yeah, a lot of technical problems today. Good. Yeah, I'm good. How about you?
I am good. Thank you. So, as a Democrat, I'm fascinated to get your views on the inauguration.
Well, you know, aside from the Nazi salute, it was all fine. You know.
Yes.
give
me your thoughts.
It's a terrifying day for the remaining Democrats. You know, it's really something to watch all the powers that be in the United States array around a person that they really felt was completely illegitimate until they realized that he was a power that they had to bow to. It's remarkable. The kind of thing you read about in history books and don't completely understand until you view it. But once you view it, the laws and the logic of power are right there before you, and it all starts to make horrible, horrible sense.
So do you really think that are you saying that many within the Democratic Party have let you other Democrats down by the way in which they've approached this?
You know, I'm tired of the sport of kicking other Democrats for losing. I don't think that's the real story. History has its changes and it has the zeitgeist of the times, and this is the zeitgeist of the times. And of course, it's aided by a lot of foreign information, and it's aided by an information era that Democrats haven't fully understand and grasped with, but also just the sheer advantage that populism has in this kind of environment over any kind of in-depth policy, and the immediacy of hatred over tolerance. There's just structural advantages that the extreme right has in the current media environment that are far beyond what this politician does or that politician says or this politician's strategy. I think it's time for a rethink of the bare essentials of how you campaign, rather than, you know, we need that candidate instead of this candidate, and we need to be more moderate, or we need to be more extreme, or those kind of things.
It's interesting what you're saying, because to some extent, I felt that last night had real parallels to Obama being elected. And I know that that's going to sound a bit shocking to you, but when I watched it as a non-American, Obama, when he took the position, sold hope, the future, the anything can be that there's a future, and the ability to dream is something that is inherent in Americans. And I thought that Trump actually was doing the same thing last night, where he was talking about planting the American flag on Mars. Who cares if it can never happen? He freed Americans to be able to dream of a future. Now, it might not be exactly the future that you as a Democrat would want, but to me, there was that parallel. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think a lot of it was based on cheap populism, and a lot of it was based on hatred, and a lot of it was based on even old-fashioned 19th century imperialism. You know, we're talking about things like changing the name of the Gulf to the Gulf of Mexico, taking over Greenland, taking over the Panama Canal, invading Mexico to fight cartels, Yeah, is it a future? I guess, you know, it's a very bleak kind of a future where America is exporting its violence to other countries and deporting immigrants and so on and so forth. As far as the parallels to Obama, there is a sense that we're talking about a politician who captures the zeitgeist of the times. So I do see that parallel. But honestly, I didn't buy Obama all that much then, and I don't buy Trump all that much now. You know, I'm a policy guy. Rhetoric has very limited influence on me. I see it for what it is, and I think the actual policies that Trump has, we already see in all the executive orders that he signed on day one, are terrifying. And you know, taking away people's ability to buy insulin and removing yourself from the climate change treaty and all those things are the opposite of a future. It means people are going to die from diabetes, and it means the planet won't have a future. So yeah, the rhetoric, you know, has some appeal, but the policies are the
Well, I
opposite
feel,
of a future. And honestly, I don't think Obama gave anyone that much of a future either. You know, a
No, well,
little
I don't
bit. I
think it
think he gave
happened.
us
I just thought I
Obamacare
was just
and
talking about his
yeah.
inauguration. I do need to leave it there because, unfortunately, we were having technical issues and I only got to you late. So, Shail Ben Ephraim, apologies
No
for
problem.
that. We do need to end it.